You walk the yard in the early quiet, looking for ground that will take heat and weight without failing. The grass hides dips and roots. The fence throws shadows that fool your eye. You keep moving until the space feels open and safe. This build is simple on paper, but you know the truth. Fire exposes weak work. Bad layout turns into smoke in your face. A loose stone becomes a trip hazard the first night guests show up. You study the yard again and picture the circle cut into the earth. You picture the seating ring that keeps people steady and clear of the flame. You know this job calls for patience. You clear your head and get ready to pull tools, dig, strip, and level. The weekend starts now. Chapter 1. Site choice, ground prep, and layout. You start with distance. You measure it in steps from the back door so you do not place the pit too close to siding or low eaves. You check for branches that hang down. Dry limbs catch fast. You keep the pit far from anything that can burn or melt. You walk slow and look for buried lines. If you do not know where they run, you stop and get answers from the right source before you cut into the ground. Firework and blind digging do not mix. You settle on an open patch near the center of the yard. The slope is mild, but you see it right away. Slope kills stability, so you plan to level the ground before anything else. You drive a single stake in the soil to mark your center point. From that point, you tie a string and walk it in a full circle. The circle shows every flaw you must correct. You adjust it and move the stake until the shape looks clean. You strip the grass inside the circle. You keep the shovel low and steady. Thick sod fights back, so you cut clean strips instead of lifting wide sections. You throw the sod aside and scrape the soil until the top layer breaks loose. The earth under it is uneven. You see dark patches where water likes to settle. That tells you the base needs more work than you expected. Better now than after the first burn. You dig down until you reach a depth that can handle gravel and heat. A few inches are enough for a small pit. You clean the bottom and break up lumps with the flat side of the shovel. You check the entire circle with a long board level. You move soil from the high spots into the low spots until the bubble sits steady. This detail decides if stones will shift later. You keep adjusting the base until it is flat in every direction. You pour in gravel for drainage. You start at the center and work outward. The gravel needs to settle tight, so you take the tamper and drive it straight down. The sound changes when the layer compresses enough. A solid thud means it is tight. A hollow sound means there are pockets you must crush. You tamp until everything feels firm under your boots. You test the floor again with the level. Nothing should budge. You turn to the boundary. You set stones or layout lines along the edge. This ring guides the shape of the pit and any seating you will build later. You place the first stones at equal distances, then fill the gaps so the circle becomes clear. If you use layout lines, you drive stakes outside the work zone and run string in a tight loop. The line must not sag. Sag means the circle will warp. You step back and check the scale of the project one more time. A fire pit changes a yard. It becomes a gathering point. It becomes a source of heat and noise. It brings both comfort and risk. You stand still and picture the finished build. The base is the only part that will never change. Every other piece can be repaired or rebuilt, but the base stays. This is why you worked it hard. You kneel and run your hand across the gravel. It should feel even. You should not feel dips. You scrape one small ridge and tamp again. When you finish, the surface looks sharp and ready for the next stage. The light in the yard shifts. Clouds pass. You keep your pace steady. This work is not about speed. It is about weight distribution, stability, and controlled heat. You check the clearance one last time. You measure the distance from the pit to any structure. You check the overhead space again. Even if the fire stays small, sparks can drift higher than you expect. Distance buys you safety. You make sure the circle is wide enough for seating that keeps people clear of the flame. You mark that outer circle now. A well-placed seating ring stops crowding and keeps the pit from becoming a hazard during heavy use. You gather loose soil and smooth the edges so someone walking past will not trip. The edges will be covered later, but you do not leave sharp cuts exposed. Clean prep protects the rest of the job. You look at the tools scattered across the yard. The shovel carries dirt. The tamper carries weight. The level carries truth. None of them lie. If the base is flawed, the structure will fail no matter how clean the walls look. You stand and test the ground with slow steps. The gravel shifts a little under your boots. It is supposed to do that. The movement is controlled and tight. If it slid wide, you would pull it out and redo the layer it holds. That tells you the pit floor can take the load of stones and heat. You breathe out and rest the shovel against your leg. Chapter 1 ends with a ready base and a clear layout. The pit is nothing more than a circle carved into the yard, but the work is done right. Tomorrow, you build the structure and lock the shape into place. The question hangs over you. Will the base hold when the heat rises? Chapter 2. Building the fire pit structure or fixed seating. You start the morning with a fresh look at the base. The gravel sits tight, no standing water, no soft patches. You press your heel along the edge. It holds steady. That is your signal to move into structure work. You bring the blocks or stones over in small loads so you do not tear ruts through the yard. You set them near the circle, but not inside it. You keep the workspace clean and open. You place the first block on the edge of the circle. This block sets the line for every block that follows. You rotate it until the face lines up with the layout. You crouch and check it against the level. It sits flat with no wobble. You set the second block and bring it tight against the first. You check the horizontal again. A perfect base means nothing if the first ring leans. You take your time. A bad first row creates a crooked pit. When the circle starts to take shape, you kneel and tap each piece with a rubber mallet. The tap tightens the fit without cracking the block. You listen for a dull sound. Dull sound means solid contact. Sharp sound means it is sitting wrong. You lift and reset any piece that rings sharp. No guessing. Mistakes here show up when heat hits the stack. You finish the first ring and step back. The circle looks cleaner than expected. You walk around it and push each block with your palm. Any movement means you missed something. One block shifts a fraction. You lift it and clear a tiny ridge of gravel. You reset it and tap until it locks. The ring stays firm. You move on. You start stacking the second ring. You stagger the joints. Staggering builds strength. Straight joints create weak points. You place each block so it overlaps the seam under it. You keep your level close. You check as you go instead of waiting for the end. Waiting leads to frustration and teardowns. You keep the height even. You keep stacking until the pit reaches the height you want. Most fire pits stay low for airflow and safety. You pick a height that sits well with the seating plan. You check the inner wall for any inward lean. Inward lean traps heat and pushes stones apart. Outward lean looks sloppy and weakens the stack. You adjust by adding or removing thin layers of sand under specific blocks. Small changes keep the wall straight. If you have a steel liner ring, you set it in now. The liner protects the stone from high heat and extends the life of the pit. You lower the ring into place and check the gap between steel and stone. The gap must stay even. You adjust the stones until the ring sits centered. You test it with a slow spin. If it catches, you know where the issue is. You fix it before moving on. Now you turn to the seating if the build calls for it. You return to the outer circle you marked in Chapter 1. You walk the line and picture where people will sit. You place blocks for a solid bench or pick up lumber if you want a more open look. Stone benches need the same rules as the pit. Flat base, clean joints, tight fit. You stack the first course and check the height. You keep it low enough for comfort, but high enough to stay clear of the fire zone. If you build with lumber, you dig shallow notches for posts. You drop the posts and backfill with gravel for drainage. You tamp the gravel tight. You check each post with the level. Posts leaning in any direction will warp the bench. You secure crossbeams with exterior rated fasteners. You lay the bench boards across and spread the weight evenly. You sand the edges so the boards sit flush against each other. You check the spacing between the seating and the pit. Space matters. Too close and the heat becomes dangerous. Too far and the fire loses its purpose. You settle on a distance that lets people sit easy without leaning forward or pulling back from the heat. You walk the circle to confirm the flow of the area. You want guests to step in and out without crossing the fire zone. You finish the structure work by filling joints in the stone pit with sand or adhesive designed for heat. Regular adhesive fails under flame. You sweep the sand into the cracks and mist it lightly with water. The sand settles in and locks the stones. You repeat until the joints look tight. For heat-rated adhesive, you run a clean bead along each joint and let it cure. You follow the listed cure times without rushing. You sit on the bench or the ground to study the pit. You check the height of each course. You check the width of the opening. You check the airflow through the bottom gap if you built one. Airflow keeps the fire burning clean. A starved pit smokes and stains the stone. You add or remove small pieces to adjust the air gap until it looks right. You rise and test the structure with gentle pressure. You push on the wall in a few places. Nothing should shift. If something moves, you fix it now. After the fire hits the pit, small flaws become real problems. You walk a slow circle around the build. The shape is firm, the lines are clean, the work from Chapter 1 shows. A solid base makes a solid structure. You gather leftover materials and move them out of the way. You sweep the work zone and look for hazards. Loose sand creates slip points. Sharp stone edges catch boots and skin. You clean the area until the ground feels safe beneath your feet. The build stands ready for the next stage. Tomorrow you cap it, sweep it, test it, and light the first burn. Heat will tell you if anything you built is weak or off balance. You feel the weight of that test as you step away. Chapter 3, Finishing, Testing, First Burn and Upkeep. You come out early so the light hits every surface. Finishing work demands clean vision. Shadows hide flaws. You run your hand along the top course of the pit. The stones sit firm, but the edges need caps. Caps protect the wall from chips and give the pit a clean line. You bring the capstones over and set them out in a full circle. You check their size. You want a slight overhang, nothing more. Too much overhang becomes a catch point when someone leans in. You place the first capstone and check it against the level. It must sit flat or it will rock. Rocking means heat will shift it. You lift it, dust the top of the wall, and reset it. The stone settles the second time. You move through the circle one cap at a time. You kneel with the rubber mallet and tap each piece into place. The sound tells you when it seats right. Dull sound means contact. Sharp sound means a ridge or grit. You clear anything that keeps the stone from sitting tight. You sweep the joints with a stiff brush. Sand from the earlier fill rests in the cracks. You work it deeper and add more if needed. You mist it again so the grains bind. You check the pit from inside. No debris should sit in the burn zone. You scoop out small gravel and dust. Clean fire beds burn better and show problems faster. You move to the seating. You tighten any loose boards or adjust stones that settled overnight. You press the bench edges with your hands. Nothing should shift. You sand rough spots and wipe the surfaces. Guests lean on benches without thinking. Splinters or wobble turn the build into a hazard. You shore up every weak point. The pit stands ready for the first burn. You gather dry kindling and split wood. You do not use fuel additives or accelerants. They damage the stone and cause erratic flame. You place thin pieces in a small stack inside the pit. You leave enough space for air. You light the kindling and step back. The flame catches slow. It grows steady. No smoke should push straight into your face if the airflow is right. You watch for the signs. The heat climbs. You watch the stones. If one shifts even a fraction, you kill the fire and fix it before continuing. The stones stay firm. The liner ring warms and expands. You listen for a sharp pop. Pop means stress. You wait. The pit holds. After 15 minutes, the flame steadies into a clear burn. That tells you the build is sound. You walk around the pit and observe the smoke trail. It lifts clean into the air. If it dragged low, you would increase the airflow gap or adjust the seating distance. Everything stays balanced. You step close enough to feel the heat. It rises sharp, but not overwhelming. The bench sits at the right distance. You picture people gathered here. You picture movement. You adjust one stone on the seating ring to open the path. The first burn is short. You let it run long enough to test the structure, but not long enough to stress it. You spread the small coals and let them dull. When the fire dies, you scoop the ash with a metal shovel. Ash buildup traps moisture and damages stone. Clean removal after every burn keeps the pit healthy. You scrape the base until it looks clear. You study the walls again. Heat reveals flaws you cannot see during construction. One capstone sits a hair off center. You lift it once the surface cools. You clear a thin layer of dust and reset it. You tap it in place. You run your hand across it. Now it sits tight. You move into upkeep tasks. You note the stone color. Rain and heat will change it. You check for early cracks. You check the joints. Sand settles after the first burn. You sweep more sand into the gaps. You mist again. You inspect the seating. You tighten screws and replace a warped board. You take the time now so you do not fight problems later. Seasonal care keeps the pit alive. Before heavy rain seasons, you check the drainage bed. Waterlogged pits smoke and rot. Before winter, you clear ash and debris. You store wood away from the pit so pests do not nest inside. You inspect stones after freeze cycles. If you find cracks, you replace the damaged piece instead of patching it. Safety comes from honest fixes. You step back and take in the finished work. The fire pit stands clean. The seating ring frames it. The ground feels steady. The airflow is right. You built a safe zone where heat stays controlled and people stay comfortable. You earn the result through slow, honest steps. Every decision shows in the final form. You close the job with a long look at the center of the pit. You picture future burns. You picture nights when people gather around and trust the build without thinking. Good work disappears into the background. Only bad work gets noticed. You built this so it stays unnoticed and reliable. Exit line. You leave the yard knowing the pit passed its first trial. But the real truth will come with time, weather, and the next flame that climbs into the night.